Shalom to all. Today we're on Masachas Bachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah Asar being learned with Chos Asar Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Avayin, Rezivik Hagon, Bik Aruf Mamesh. And we're discussing the Surim of Shechita and Ha'ala B'Chot. Remember, Shechita is Shechna Karban outside the Beis HaMikdash, and Ha'ala is bringing its Seimurim, burning its sacrificial parts outside the Beis HaMikdash, and these both are separate Lavim. So Mishnah tells us, Chorim B'Shechitim B'Aliyah, U'Baliyim B'Shechita. There's a Chomra, a stringency that Shechita has over Aliyah, and then Aliyah has over Shechita. Chorim B'Shechita, what's the Chomra that we found by Shechita? If a person takes a carbon and he shechts it outside the Beis HaMikdash just with the intention to be matarit for a hedyot, for a regular person who wants to enable him to eat the meat, he's chayv for shechutei chutz, for shechting it outside. However, if a person brings up parts of a carbon outside, burns them out of the Beis HaMikdash, and he intends this for a hedyot, which means either he's trying to serve this individual as an avodah zarah, or maybe he just wants to try to show him honor, but he's not bringing it as a carbon per se, so he's potter. Now, chayim ba'aliyah, there's a stringency regarding Aliyah, in that Shnaim Shachzu B'Sakan V'Shachtu, if two people held onto the Shechita knife and they shechted the animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, Pturim, they're potter, because that's not a normal way to shecht. However, Achzu B'Eir V'Elu, they both held onto a limb from a carbon and they brought it up and they burned it outside the Beis HaMikdash, Chayav, and they are Chayav. So here we see a Chumra by Shechita over Aliyah and a Chumra by Aliyah over Shechita. We continue. Hela, let's say a person brought up a limb and he burned it, V'Chaz V'Hela, and then we brought up another one, V'Chaz V'Hela, and brought up a third one, Chayav Kol Aliyah V'Aliyah, he's Chayav for each and every single time that he did this. Rav Shimon, that's Rav Shimon says, Rav Yossi argues that Einichai V'El Achas, he's only Chayiv for one time. Now also, V'Einichai V'Ad Shial Rosh HaMizbeach, he's not Chayiv until he brings his limb and puts it on top of a Mizbeach. This Isra of Ha'ala B'chutz is only if he does it on a Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, Rav Shimon argues and says, no, Afilu Ha'ala Ha'asela Ha'ala Evan, Chayiv. Even if he just puts it on a rock or a stone, that's also considered Ha'ala B'chutz, and he'd be Chayiv for that. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, Echol Kachim K'sherim, whether we're talking about Kachim that are Kasher or Mecha Kachim Psulim, even if the Kachim were Pasul, however, Shahaya Psulim Bakaidesh, they became Pasul only once they were brought into the Beis HaMikdash, they Kriven Bachotz, and then he brought them outside the Beis HaMikdash, he did the Hakrava, he did the Savoida outside the Beis HaMikdash, Chayiv, he's Chayiv for doing this outside the Beis HaMikdash, because it currently is Kasher, or even if it's Pasul now, it once upon a time was Kasher, so that's why he's going to be Chayiv for it. Another din, Hamala Kezayis Min Oilu Min Emurim Bachotz, let's say he has a carbon oila, and he has a Kezayis of it only in between the meat and the Emurim, so it's a combination, Chayiv is Chayiv, because all of a carbon oil is burned, so even though he has, let's say, half of a Kezayis of meat and half of a Kezayis Emurim, no problem, we're still going to say that's a full Kezayis that he's going to be Chayiv for. Now moving on to other things that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash and what their din regarding Ha'ala B'chutz is, HaKaimetz, this is the scoop taken out of the carbon mincha, V'Halavayna, and the frankincense of the carbon mincha, V'Haktayres, and the Ktayres that's brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash, U'Menchas Kaihanim, U'Menchas Kaihanim Mashiach, U'Menchas Nusachim, all these different types of carbonus mincha, She'Hekriv Me'echem Mehen Kezayis B'chutz, that even if Kezayis of it was brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, Chayiv, the person's Chayiv for that. However, Rabbi Elazar paters him, Achiakvas Kulai. He has to bring the entire carbon mincha outside, and that's because we know that a carbon mincha that's missing a little bit, it's missing something, that's a pasul carbon anyway. So if he only brings a Kezayis of a carbon mincha outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's not Chayiv for that, according to Rabbi Elazar. He has to bring the whole thing outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, Vakulam, all of them agree, Shekriven Befnim Vishir Bahen Kezayis, if he brought the whole carbon mincha inside and he just left one Kezayis over that wasn't brought, V'kriva Machotz, and he brought that Kezayis outside, Chayiv, so then he's going to be Chayiv for that, because in this case, the entire carbon mincha was brought, some inside, some outside, but at the end of the day, the whole thing was brought. And also, V'kulam, everyone agrees, Shechasru Kol Shehin, if the carbon was missing something, let's say some of it got lost or burned up beforehand, so we don't have the whole carbon here in the first place, V'kriva Machotz, and then it was brought outside, Pater is Pater, because again, we wouldn't have the whole carbon mincha here. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hey and Vav, continue to discuss this issur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.